It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 29, and we're going to begin reading up in the section of Scripture about the 17th verse. Let's go to 16, and that'll be a good place to start. We'll read to the end of the chapter. Genesis chapter 29, verse 16 is where we're going to begin. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 40, Parkview Bible Church to begin with, and then Post Office Box 43, and once again, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope that was enough time for you to open your Bibles and find the place where we're studying today. It is great to look to the Word of God and enjoy it. And we have to go to His Word. Now please, follow along as we're reading Genesis chapter 29, beginning to read with verse 16. Genesis chapter 29, verse 16. Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. Jacob loved Rachel and said, "I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter." And Laban said, "It is better that I give her to thee than that I should give her to another man. Abide with me." And Jacob served 7 years with Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days, for the love he had to her. Jacob said unto Laban, "Give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go in unto her." And Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah his daughter and brought her to him. And he said in unto her, and Laban, and he went in. Let me just read verse 23 again. I'm sorry. It came to pass in the evening that he took Leah his daughter and brought her to him, and he went in unto her. And Laban gave unto his daughter Leah Zilpah, his maid, for a handmaiden. And it came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, "What is this that thou hast done unto me? Did not I serve thee for Rachel? Wherefore then hast thou beguiled me?" And Laban said, "It must not be so done in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week, and we will give thee this also for the service which thou shalt serve with me yet 7 other years. And Jacob did so, and fulfilled her week, and he gave him Rachel his daughter to wife also. Laban gave to Rachel his daughter Bilhah, his handmaiden, to be her maid. And it went in also unto Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than Leah, and served with him yet 7 other years. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. Leah conceived and bare a son, and called his name Reuben. For she said, "Surely the Lord hath looked upon my affliction. Now therefore my husband will love me." And she conceived again and bare a son, and said, "Because the Lord hath heard that I was hated, and he hath therefore given me this son also." And she called his name Simeon. And she conceived again and bare a son, and said, "Now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I have borne him 3 sons. Therefore was his name called Levi. And she conceived again and bare a son. And she says, "Now will I praise the Lord." Therefore she called his name Judah, and left bearing. Let's go to the Lord in prayer after we've read God's precious word. Father, I just ask and that you will guide and lead us. We give you all the honor and the glory. We want to learn your way and learn your word and learn of your will. And I ask, Father, that you'll just touch our hearts and move us in a mighty way, in a clear way, that we may be wise, that we may be a blessing to you, that we may bring honor to you. And we know, Father, that the first that has to be done, that must be done, we must come by faith to you and be saved, become a child of God. Please, please, Lord, that you will touch our hearts, show us we're a sinner and we're lost, and show us that we need salvation. And so, by coming by faith to you, you will save us. You will take our sins away. You will set us free and set us on the road to eternal life, a road to heaven. And again, during that travel and that voyage, that we would bring honor and glory to you. And that's the reason we come to your word, Lord, that not only we can see and learn of saving faith, and I hope that all that are listening know you as their Savior. Have that personal relationship, not just know about you, but have a personal relationship with you. I hope, Father, that that is the case. I know it is not. I know there are many that do not know you. Many know about you, but they do not know you. Please today that they truly come by faith to you and trust in you. And then, Father, I ask that not only they trust in you, but that's just the beginning of a wonderful life, a life walking with you. Please, Lord, would you guide and lead all of us, that we again may bring honor and glory to you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We look at this man called Jacob. We know that Jacob was sent by his mother and father back to where Abraham was born. And we have not only Abraham and Sarah being from there, Lot was from there too. But then we have Isaac's bride, and as we see and look to Rebekah, and we know that she has come from this same land, and now we find Jacob back in that land, and we find Laban, that is Rebekah's brother. And so we have Laban, and Jacob is doing some work, some labor for him. He has come looking for a bride, and I believe that as soon as he arrives and he sees Rachel, that he knows that that's his bride. He never had one question, and he really praised and gave thanks unto the Lord for this great gift that had been given to him. And he was there for a month, the 14th verse says, and he goes to Laban and he says, what shall I, Laban really says to Jacob, you don't need to work for me for nothing. What can I give you for wages? And Laban had two daughters. One was Leah and one was Rachel. Well, Jacob had already fallen in love with Rachel and he wanted Rachel. And so he said that he would, Jacob loved Rachel, verse 18, and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. And Laban agreed to that. That was the deal. And so they that was the plan that was set there. And so Jacob set out to fulfill that 7 years. And we have that in the upper verses there. Laban said, it is better that I give thee to her than that I should give her to another man. Abide with me. And so that was the agreement that Laban had made with Jacob, that you can have Rachel. Now, Jacob served 7 years with Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days for the love that he had to her. Probably we have Jacob helping Rachel. Remember, Rachel was in charge of taking care of the flocks and taking care of the sheep, and probably that Jacob was right there to assist her. And so it probably took part of the burden and the labor away from Rachel, and Jacob sure didn't mind. He loved being with her and working beside her, getting to know her, and Rachel, I'm sure, the same back for Jacob. And Jacob was just so thrilled to do this work on behalf of getting his bride, because, you see, he didn't have anything to really give unto Laban for his daughter, and so he traded 7 years of his life. Now, a lot of times we don't really get to thinking about what age that Jacob, how old he is at this time. You know, we've We've got Abraham, you know, he was 100 years old before Isaac was born. Isaac was younger than that, but Isaac was old before he gave birth to these twins, to Jacob and Esau. And now we have Jacob, and we kind of lose track as we're studying through here, but it's believed that Jacob is somewhere in his 70s. And to think that he was that old and still had not married, and he was willing to give 7 years to Laban for his bride. It seems that he wasn't in a great hurry, and yet we would think at that age that he would desire to be married quickly and begin to have children, if the promise is true, and we know it is, the promise that he received back in the last chapter concerning the inheritance and the family and all the things that were said. Jacob's going to have to get started with his family here before long. And again, remember, he's in his 70s. Well, we have here the plan. Jacob has agreed, Laban has agreed, and Jacob worked his 7 years, and it seemed like just a few days. Jacob goes in verse 21 unto Laban and says, "Give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go in unto her." He had waited all this time. He was so faithful in waiting that she was still a virgin, and Jacob was waiting the 7 years so that he could have his bride and care for his bride in every way. And of course, the number seven is a complete and it's perfect. Well, it is just that. And so this wonderful plan and everything was in place, and he had fulfilled that time, and so he called Laban on it and said, "Laban, the deal's up. You know, I've fulfilled my time." And so Laban gathers together all the men of the place and made a feast, and so he made a big a party about it, you know. And it came to pass in the evening, it was all day, and then the evening, he took Leah, his daughter, and he brought her in. And I don't know whether there was a veil. It said up in the upper verses there that one was fair, and in the 17th verse, Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. And so there was a difference in the appearance of these two girls, and yet through the darkness of the evening, veil perhaps, Leah must have been in on the trick. She wanted Jacob. I think she liked Jacob. Jacob really had no love for Leah. He loved Rachel. But Leah, I think, wanted Jacob. Doesn't really say much about that, but it does say that Laban gave Leah unto Jacob, even though he was of the opinion and he thought that he was getting Rachel. Was it because Leah had went to her dad Laban and says, "Laban, now wait a minute here. I'm the older. I'm pretty enough. I think that I deserve to have Jacob." Well, Laban didn't really care. He had promised one of his daughters, and he had promised Rachel. And Jacob knew that. Rachel knew that. Laban knew that. Probably everybody else did too. But at this point in time, Laban decided, did he want Jacob around a little longer? Did he know this trick would work? I'm not sure what was behind it all, other than he deceived, Laban deceived Jacob. Now, had Jacob ever done that before? Had Jacob ever, had he ever deceived anybody? Has that ever happened in his life? You know, sometimes what you do comes around to haunt you, doesn't it? Well, I think we're finding the same thing here with Jacob, because remember, Jacob did the same thing with his mother when he was trying to get the birthright. He did it to Esau. He kind of tricked him when he traded his birthright, and then we also received the blessing from Isaac a little later when Esau, according to Isaac, Esau was to get it. He was the elder. Well, we know that Jacob was to have it. All he had to do was wait upon the Lord, look unto the Lord. Instead of that, why, he grabbed a hold of it and tried to do it his own way and everything, and just like we all do. And so now we have Jacob getting a little bit of the taste of what he has done in the past. He had tricked his dad, Isaac. He had tricked Esau. Now he had been tricked himself by Laban. Here he had went in to Leah, spent the night with Leah, and he woke up the next morning and found it to be Leah. It came to pass in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, this is Laban, and brought her to him, and he went in unto her. And Laban gave unto his daughter Leah, he gave her Zilpah, and that is his maid for her handmaiden. And so we have Leah and Zilpah. Kind of keep that straight because it'll be important later to remember. And then it came to pass that in the morning, this is verse 25, behold, it was Leah. And he went into Laban and he says, what is this thou hast done unto me? Did not I serve thee for Rachel? Wherefore then hast thou beguiled me? Jacob, of course, was upset. He thought that he had Rachel. When the morning light come, he found that he had Leah instead of Rachel. Again, we know Leah had to be in on it. Laban was in on it. Jacob was tricked. We're not sure what that Laban had done with his daughter Rachel through all this, because we have no mention of her, so he must have put her away for a little bit. So all this is going on, and he wants to know, how come you have beguiled me, in the end of verse 25. And Laban said, it must not be so done in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. And so he's saying, well, you know, in that 7 years, did he think that Leah was going to meet someone and go ahead and be married, and so this wouldn't be a problem? Well, that could have happened. But for some reason, he wanted to get rid of Leah, whether he didn't think that she would marry, and so this was the only way to do it, and maybe Leah felt the same way, and so that way she got in on the deal to take care of it. We're not real sure what took place other than it did take place. And Jacob, of course, was very upset when he found that it was Leah and not Rachel. And so he goes to Laban and asks Laban, you know, what do you mean? And, oh, he said, you know, she's the elder. She's got to be married first before the younger can be married. There really isn't anything in any of the other writings that ever really lead us to believe that that was a custom of the day. Some believe that that was the case, but I don't know. And again, many believe that it was not the custom of the day. It's just what Laban, the excuse he used. Oh, he said, I'm sorry. I thought you knew that the custom had, the elder has to be married before the younger can be married. I thought you knew that. That was kind of Laban's excuse, wasn't it? Well, he came back then to Jacob, and he said, Jacob, if you'll serve me another 7 years, why, we can probably work this deal out. He loved Rachel. He wanted Rachel. And so, verse 27, fulfill her week, and we will give thee this also for the service which thou hast served, which shalt serve with me yet 7 other years. Jacob did so, and fulfilled her week, and he gave him Rachel, his daughter, to wife also. 7 more years. So now, how old are we? Were we in the middle 70s? Is he 84 now? Is he 91 now? We're in that range someplace. Look at what's happened here. Look how old that Jacob is becoming. But you see that Rachel is not any less in love with Jacob than the day that they met. Nor was Jacob any less in love with Rachel from the day that they met. And Laban gave to Rachel his daughter, Bilhah. And so, if you'll remember, we have Leah and let's find back here in the 24th verse, Leah and Zilpah, the handmaiden. And now here, Laban gave unto Rachel a handmaiden, and her name is Bilhah. His handmaiden be her maid. He went in also unto Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than Leah, and served with him yet 7 other years. Now look again at how old that this man is getting. He doesn't seem to matter. It just and now being so many years not married, now all of a sudden we have 2 wives. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, now remember, Jacob wanted Rachel. He wanted Rachel. That was a desire of his heart. He loved her. Laban had tricked her, had tricked Jacob and given him Leah. And so he had to wait an additional 7 years. And so all these years have passed now. And we find that through the passing of time and him having Rachel, you could tell that there was little love between Jacob and Leah. And for that, the Lord opened up Leah's womb, but Rachel was still barren. Jacob loved Rachel. He did not love Leah. I believe he cared for her, but she could tell that it was there was nothing more than just a common feeling, a kind feeling. And he said he saw that Leah was hated. It was to that extent. But the great love that Jacob had for Rachel, there was just not much room for Leah. And so the Lord opened up the womb of Leah, and Leah conceived in verse 32 and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben. Now, if you are familiar with the Old Testament, you'll realize that Reuben is the eldest son of the 12 sons that these 4 women have. Part of them are from Leah. Part of them are from Zilpah. Part of them are from Bilhah. And part of them are from Rachel. And so all this it comes to pass, and it seems strange that God is setting up his nation, the nation of Israel, in this way. But this is the way he does it. And we find that we will end up with 12 sons before we're finished. And right here, as we have begun, we've read the first one, Reuben. And he is one of the 12 tribes, the name of the tribe. And each time, between the 12 tribes, we will have the 12 sons. And so I hope that you can make this connection. Maybe you've never studied the book of Genesis here and realize that the birth of the nation of Israel. The Jews in Israel say Father Abraham. Well, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Jacob, we will find in the near future here that his name is changed to Israel. So when they really look to the Father, yes, it began with Abraham as he left Ur of Chaldees, but Jacob is the one that really is the beginning of the family. And he places the 12 sons, and they become the 12 tribes. Reuben is the first. For she said, surely the Lord hath looked upon my affliction. Now therefore my husband will love me. Okay, look at what she was looking for and forward with this birth of Reuben. See, a son is kind of the definition of Reuben. And he would... Leah would say unto Jacob, look, I have given you a son. Rachel can't. Look what I have given you. I have given you a son. And to these people, a son, I mean, there was no means of building the inheritance, the promise that Jacob was given without having a son. we had to have a son, and Leah gave him the first son, called his name Reuben. And again, the meaning is see a son. And then she said, Leah said, surely the Lord hath looked upon my affliction. Now therefore my husband will love me. Look what she was hoping for. And she conceived again and bare a son. And she said, because the Lord hath heard that I was hated, and he hath therefore given me this son. And she called his name Simeon. So we have Reuben and Simeon. Two children, two are born. And as we look at the meaning of this, that is hearing, you have heard that I was hated. You have given me another son. That's the way Leah looked unto the Lord. And she conceived again a third time and bare a son. And said, now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I have borne him three sons. Therefore was his name called Levi. That is, joined. Never worked before. I've got Reuben, I've got Simeon, and now I've got Levi. And surely this third son, Jacob, will love me, and he will truly be joined with me. That was the hope of Leah. And she conceived again and bare a son. And she says, now will I praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah and left bearing. Judah. The name of Judah. Praise. We have four sons. Those four sons started with Reuben, and she was so in hopes that that would be it. See, Jacob, I have given you a son. This whole time, he loves Rachel, but Rachel is giving him no children. Leah, 1, 2, 3, and 4 children. And we have the first, Reuben. See, a son. Next, we have Simeon. Please hear me. Please hear me. Because I am hated. And then the next is Levi, the third. And that is, now surely Jacob will be joined to me and not to my sister Rachel. And then the fourth, Judah. And his name means praise. And as Scripture says, and was left bearing. She had no more children right at this time. Now, at this time, Rachel, again, has had no children. And in this time, more so than maybe today, to have a child was very important. But to have a man-child was very, very important. To have four children was just wonderful. But to have four sons was great. Surely, Jacob will love me now. Surely he will care for me now. You see, all this was done in trying to trick Jacob. And when Laban did this little swap and gave him Leah, what was Leah's mind? What was she wanting? We're not sure. It doesn't really say in this part of the Scripture here. But we do know that I think she thought she could win Jacob over. But Jacob instead worked many more years to get Rachel. And from the first day he laid eyes on her, he loved her. And that love stayed. I believe he cared for Leah, but there was no love there that you desire to have. The Lord gave Leah a blessing here of four sons. Did that change the love that Jacob had for Leah? Didn't seem to. Jacob loved Rachel. You know, as we look through this story and we begin the building of the actual nation of Israel, it's so important that we not miss any part of it. Why do we have the two wives? Why does even the two handmaidens get involved in bringing the 12 into place? Many of these things we don't really understand. God does not approve in many things, but He allows it. My dear friend, one thing He doesn't allow, and that's you missing Jesus Christ. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?